Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Now, we want to hear from you, so St. Louis Public Radio's news department has come up with an outreach program to do just that. It's a series of listening sessions, and with us to talk about it are executive editor Shula Newman and reporter Dewey Buscarin. Shula, let me start with you. Thank you, ladies, first of all, for being with
us. Thanks for having us.
But Shula, time is limited. Let me start with you. It's always said that you learn more by listening than you do by talking. I guess that's what this is all about.
I think that is very much what it is about. We come from journalism in general, has this tradition of saying, we know what the story is, we're going to go out and report the story, and things have been happening in this country recently, especially around Ferguson-related issues and gun violence, that we thought, you know what, let's turn this model on its head. Let's go out and have other people tell us what the stories are.
Dewey, it's hard to believe that there are any stories still untold, particularly regarding Ferguson.
Well, I think that we haven't checked in a while, and I think that a lot of the stories tend to be us sitting in our editorial meeting saying what needs to be told, who do we need to check in with, and we haven't spent enough time on the ground talking to residents about what's changed in their community, what's changed in their own lives, and I'm really hoping that we are able to follow up on some of these issues that people bring up, because they're the best experts for what's going on in their own community.
Shula, how are we going to go about this?
So this first round is a little different than how it's going to be in the months that follow. This first round, we because this idea came up pretty quickly, thanks to Dury and some of the other reporters. So instead, we're going to basically let people know in advance that we're going to be at the Ferguson Public Library on Thursday, August 4th, from 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Dury's going to be there with a couple of other people, and she has a series of questions that are going to be that she'll ask people, and people are just invited to come up and answer her questions and then talk about whatever else they want to talk about. So that's how it will work this time. In the future, when we go to other communities, we'll be much more proactive in having the community help us pick a place, having the community help us pick what kinds of questions we should be asking, and then, of course, having the community encourage their friends and neighbors to show up.
This is going to be happening on both sides of the river, Dory?
That's what we're hoping. I mean, I think that we chronically underreport on Illinois in the East Metro of St. Louis. So definitely we're hoping for that. My dream would be to not just focus geographically, but also to focus on communities that we don't always cover as much as we should, like immigrants, refugees, and people who live in St. Louis whose voice is not amplified as much as others.
Can you give me a sense of some of the questions that you want to ask?
I have them right here. Do you want me to read them?
Okay.
First question is, tell me about the past few years. How has Ferguson changed? What should people know about Ferguson, and what has changed in your own life, and what else is on your mind?
Right. Some people are shy about doing that in front of a microphone.
Absolutely.
We have a solution for that as well.
And yeah. It is?
Basically, we have postcards that people can fill out by hand and mail them into us, or they can just email us their answers.
Well, that's simple enough.
Well, we figure we've got to make it friendly for everybody.
And once you have this information, what are you going to do with it?
My hope, if we have enough people who show up, is that I can put this together in some kind of audio montage of all of these things people are saying. And then we're also going to kind of chronicle all of the different issues that come up and distribute them to the newsroom as, hey, here's something you should look into because people are really talking about it.
Is there anything special that you hope to hear?
You know, I want to hear from the people who have lived in Ferguson for at least since August of 2014, who can tell me how this major national event impacted their own lives and the life of their community and how things have changed and where they hope it goes.
How about you, Shula?
I think that kind of sums it up. I'm hoping to hear really personal stories that exemplify, you know, how certain issues are impacting people's lives. Yeah. But I'm open to hearing anything. I'm very curious to hear what happens.
Surprise us.
Yes. There's probably an awful lot going on out there that we have no idea
exactly that
is going on. This should open up that box. Hopefully it's a Pandora's box.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you both. Dewey Buscarin,
Shula Newman.
Thank you so much for being with us.
You're
good
welcome.
Luck with the project. The dates, once again, August 4th in Ferguson.
At the Ferguson Public Library from 3 o'clock till 6 p.m.
Thank you so much for being with us. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.